Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Welcome back. We are continuing to break down the phone calls, the jailhouse phone calls between Stefan Stearns and his parents. Stefan charged in the murder of Madeline Soto and child exploitation. That's the type of human we're dealing with, in case you're new to the conversation. And if you are, press subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage on this and the many cases that we follow. I want you to comment in the comment section as well on your thoughts on what you're hearing, what you're picking up in these phone calls. This is the most domestic of the calls, discussions about ravioli dinners, dog weight loss, and commissary snacks, juxtaposed with the reality that Stefan is facing the death penalty. The tone is light, it's even playful at times, but listen carefully, because beneath the surface level chatter, there's a tremble, a knowing. His parents are doing what many trauma-bonded families do, pretend things are almost normal because the alternative is too painful to say out loud. Again, in the comments section, let me know what you're hearing and what you're thinking. Let's take a listen.
Hey there. Hello.
Hey, Harry.
Can you hear me okay?
What?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. This will be my last call tonight, and I'll have about $7 left in the debit account after this call.
I'm putting money in now.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, so you guys had a good dinner. That's nice.
I wouldn't say good.
It's sufficient. Better than what you have, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
You would be surprised to see your father. He is down over 60 pounds. I am down 47 pounds.
Wow, congratulations.
Yep.
Yep, I've lost a lot of weight, too, and I'm starting to exercise a little bit myself during the day, so I've been doing a lot of push-ups and crunches and squats and whatnot.
Well, that's why I sent you that Kata book with the exercises, because it uses isometrics. You know, and they were saying, well, maybe they'll think it's a fighting book. And I said, it's not a fighting book. It's an exercise book. And it gives you, makes you sound in mind and body. And if anybody needs that, it's someone in jail.
Well,
sound in mind and body.
If they think it's questionable for any reason, they'll reject it and then ban it.
Okay.
Did you get my list of books, by the way, from the social workers?
I think we did. We?
No.
No?
Let's get them there.
No.
Fax that to you. I don't know.
How many books can we send you at a time?
I have no idea. I don't think there's any limit to the mail that you can receive, as long as it doesn't pose like a security or like logistical concern.
Okay. Do you guys? One thing that Rebecca told me today when we were talking about the Kata book, she says, you'd be surprised at the raunchy romance novels some of these guys get.
Oh yeah. Mental Health gave me a novel that turned out to be, it was a thriller, but it was a romance novel. And I was reading that, I was like, this is like pure word smite.
Yeah, well that's a housewife porn.
Yeah, no kidding. It's I call it literature designed to stimulate ovulation.
Yeah. Yep.
That's, they're like, yeah, you can't have anything with nudity or depictions of, you know, nude people or anything like that. But that stuff is like, you know, clearly allowed.
They paint a picture.
Yeah, a very graphic one, I might add.
Yeah. Probably not what they should be giving inmates in prison.
Well, I don't know. I mean, from what I've seen, a lot of the novels on the book card are romance novels, which leads me to believe that most of the readers are female anyway, so they probably have a great time with that.
Maybe.
But,
maybe.
Well, anyway, I'm just hoping to get some Michael Crichton novels and some classic literature, you know, some Tolkien. And I put in a request on my page for some manga comics, you know, like the Japanese comic book / graphic novels that,
mm-hmm.
that a lot of the anime shows are based on. I talked to mental health, mm-hmm. and they said stuff like that should be okay as long as it's, you know, bound with glue and not staples like a regular comic book. I said, yeah, these are bound with glue. They're more like graphic novels.
Okay.
But they come in series, you know, and they're the basis for a lot of what the animated shows are based on. So
okay.
If I can't consume the animated shows here, I can at least see what happens with the stories.
Okay, that works.
And at least the ones that I've requested should be okay. I don't think they've got anything bad. I don't think they've got, like, any outrageous nudity or anything in them. Sometimes, you know, manga comics do, because sometimes anime does, because the Japanese have a different attitude towards it. But the ones that I've requested, I think, should be safe enough.
Are those available through Amazon?
Yes, they are.
No? Ask them to send us a list. Put it on the list.
Well, we got to get the first order confirmed.
Yeah.
We got to establish that we can actually get this going, and then I'll tell you which titles to go for. But
okay.
I do have one of the ones that I want. It's Neon Genesis Evangelion.
I won't remember that.
It's okay. It's a complete series, and I actually have. It comes in like larger consolidated volumes. And I actually have volume one in the drawers, in the plastic drawers beneath my desk, if you wanted to look at that for reference and see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I think there's like 5 or 6 of those volumes.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, they won't let me send them to you, so.
No.
That'll never happen.
But if you wanted to reference it and see what I'm talking about, and then
okay.
look for Amazon, that's what I'm saying, for reference.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And anyway, we'll figure it out. We got to get established first.
We got a long time to figure it out, too.
Yeah, well, no kidding, apparently, from what I've heard. But we're going to see what happens. But I really hope this feeling of peace and serenity is, I hope it's some sort of sign.
I hope so, too. I really do.
As many near-death experiences I've had, and as many times as God has delivered me from the jaws of death, I can't believe that He would do all of that just for me to end here.
Well, I can't believe that He put those thoughts and desires in you either. But something happened.
Well, I can't confirm or deny anything, obviously. I don't want to do any damage to
myself
here, but... It's a lot more messy and complicated than everyone would like it to be.
Well, I kind of figured that.
It would be a lot more simple and a lot more easy if I really was just a horrible monster, but it's not like that.
No, it's not. And that's what Rebecca said today. She said, you know, I don't tend to think of them as bad people. I tend to think of them as people that have done something wrong, but they have a lot of good still in them, And I say, well, that's exactly what he is. He's got a lot of good in him, a lot.
And I've done a lot of good. I've done much, much more good than I have bad. But it's funny how, you know, people only ever focus on the bad, and all the good counts for nothing.
Well, that's what they always said. You know, it's like being late to work. When you're late once, they don't forget it. When you're on time 360 days a year, they don't think about it.
Yeah, well.
Or when you're bad, they don't forget, and when you're good, they don't remember?
Yep. If we had to put all my good deeds and weigh them against my bad deeds on a scale, you know, the good would far outweigh the bad.
Well, since God considers sins a lot different than you do, you just never know how it works out, but... I mean, just thinking bad thoughts about your parents, believe it or not, that's a sin. Talking back is a sin. Lying to them is a sin. Stealing, you know. defaming somebody, talking behind their back, gossiping, all those are supposedly minor sins, but they all build up.
Yeah.
I figure I've got a couple of Santa Claus sacks full of stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure we all do. No one's perfect.
No, the only one person was perfect, and I killed him.
Yeah.
But he did that. He knew that was coming, and that's why he was born, and he did that so that we would not have to pay for our sins.
Yep.
If we ask for forgiveness and if we ask Jesus to bring us home.
Yep. And that's what I've been doing, and been praying for forgiveness, praying for salvation, and also praying for deliverance. And I want you guys to also pray for me to be delivered as well. Pray for me to come home and come
in.
Pray for that opportunity. You know, I've been talking to God and telling him, you know, I can do whatever I need to do to get my life right, but I need the opportunity to do that. And it's only through him that I will have that opportunity, if he can see it in his heart, to shine his grace and his mercy down on me and allow me the opportunity to see my mother and father again.
Well, I hope. I will pray for that too.
I keep praying for it. Pray for him to hear me, and I'm praying for it as well. And I'm hoping for it, and whatever happens, good or bad, I know.
You accept it with grace and dignity.
Yep.
And know it's not the end of the world.
Yep, that's right.
Did you get any chance to learn any Spanish while you're there?
What's that?
Are you getting a chance to learn any Spanish while you're there?
No, I have not had a chance to avail myself of any education programs yet, but I do hear plenty of it being spoken around me.
Well, that's what I mean. Whether you're picking up some of whatever.
No, sometimes when people ramble like that, it all kind of slurs together and gets jumbled up.
Uh-huh.
But that may be just more of a consequence of the echoes and acoustics in here.
Yeah.
But, you know, I keep thinking, if I've ever had a Jesus take the wheel moment in my life, this is certainly it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You picked a good one.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm just, I hope I have the chance to see you guys again. I really do hope for that.
I would like to be able to see you or give you a hug or talk to you face to face.
Yeah, I keep telling God that, you know, what I want more than anything now is just to see my parents again, and that, you know, they need me around and I need them, and I want a chance to give you guys a hug and a kiss and tell you how much I love you and I've missed you.
Okay, baby, we know that. And you know how we feel, so.
Yeah, just keep praying for me. Pray for me to be delivered.
I do. We pray for you every week in church. We're going to a New Day Christian Church and enjoying it. It's a lot like Saddleback in many, kind of a smaller version of Saddleback.
Very many.
But it's the preachers are good. The preachers are good. The music is good.
Well, I'm glad you guys found a place that you like.
Uh-huh.
You know, no matter what, you know, I don't want you guys to worry about me too much.
I don't think you can.
It's gonna be hard to do.
You can't make that happen.
I know. I just want you.
You can't be parents and not worry.
I just want you to know that I'm at peace, and that I have this weird feeling like everything's just gonna be okay. I can't really explain.
Okay.
I understand.
But no matter what happens, I'm gonna be okay, and if the worst comes to worst, you know, and I know that I'll make my peace and I'll meet with all my loved ones on the other side.
I hope so. I mean, when I went there, I didn't see anybody. All I saw was poodles.
My surgeon
said I wasn't all the way through the door, but I was just hovering, and he said, God talk to you and things you understand. He said, you understand poodles.
Oh, that's true. But you do have more than your fair share of those waiting for you on the other side.
Poodles and horses, yep, cats.
Poodles and horses and
people, hopefully.
Yeah. A lot of people, yeah. Grandpa Joe, Uncle Joey, Uncle Woody, Grandpa Sid, Grandma Kay. A lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've got all those people, too, and some friends that I've lost, and hopefully as well.
That would be good. Because I know she's there.
Yeah.
You know, I cried as hard as I did for you, and I mean, we're talking ugly crying.
Oh, well, I've done some ugly crying, too. Yeah.
Oh. I still think about it. I still think about you every night. I still pray for you every night. I still cry for you. I don't know that. 1 minute.
1 minute. Well,
I guess we'll say good night.
Yeah.
I say hopefully sweet dreams, no nightmares.
I haven't been having lots of dreams. I haven't had nightmares, but they've been strange dreams. I've seen a lot of faces of the people that I've worked with, the people that I've had as friends, and you guys too. And a lot of them have been weird, like movie plots.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So it's weird, but. One person I haven't seen in my dreams has been, well, actually, I have seen a couple of times, but I haven't seen for some reason.
Yeah, she's probably still getting oriented.
Maybe, but I hope I get to see her on the other side, and she'll say, hey, Smelly, what took you so long?
Okay.
But I love you guys, and I'll talk to you within the next couple of days, okay?
Okay, I love you too, darling.
All right.
Thanks, sir.
Okay.
Thank you for using IC Solutions.
What did you get out of that call? Tell me in the comments section. Safan's mom, I think, said it best there. I just wish it didn't have to have such a high price attached to it. She's referring to his spiritual growth in jail. But we all know the subtext. The price wasn't just high, it was unimaginable. A child's life, a family shattered, a son who will never come home. And yet there's love there. A love that's quiet, desperate, and running out of places to go. A love that at some point may break. And rightfully so. Even a son accused of such heinous crimes. I see nothing wrong with walking away and saying, he's dead. Even if he's living out the rest of his monstrous life behind bars. After you learn of what he did to that little girl. I don't know how anyone could continue a relationship, but keep in mind, I'm not slamming these parents. This is the early stages of them trying to understand what is going on here and wrap their minds around it. And that I can't imagine what that would be like in the shoes of a parent, hearing that your child did this, your adult child did this to a child. I have a lot of grace for them, as I think this came out of complete left field for them with the son that they already knew was not quite right. Tell me your thoughts in the comments section. I would love to hear them, and be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage on this case and the many that we cover for you right here. My name's Tony Bruschi. Thanks for watching.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast. She was a doting mother, the kind who baked cookies, made the best homemade Halloween costumes, and never missed a PTA meeting. The perfect mom. Until the police found something buried in the backyard, a secret she kept for years. A secret she thought would never come to light. The neighbors gasped. Not her. She's so nice. But people forget. Monsters don't always look like monsters. Some wear aprons. Some tuck their kids in at night. And some hide their darkest deeds in places they think no one will ever look. If only someone had heard the warning signs, had recognized the patterns from an eerily similar case on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. If they had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, they could have listened ad-free before anyone else and saved themselves from baking cookies with a serial killer. Instead, well, They won't be RSVP to this year's PTA meeting. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.